I was hoping just for a few minutes to look at Luke chapter 2 and verse 25 and following. Luke chapter 2. And with a particular emphasis, I think, on the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit on those who would be just in these days waiting on the Lord for the Lord to pour out a blessing, to pour out his Holy Spirit on his church in whatever country we're from. We were just longing for that worldwide blessing of the Lord, that worldwide movement in the church of God. And it says, verse 25, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, and this man was called Simeon. I don't know which city or country you're located in, but this man was in Jerusalem. The Lord had him in this particular place for a particular reason. And perhaps the Lord has you in a particular place for a particular reason in these days. It may not be the place you thought you'd be in, but the Lord could have you for some reason, for his workings, for the Lord's purposes. And that's a wonderful place to be in. Anyway, this man, Simeon, was in Jerusalem. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. So Simeon was waiting for the Lord. He was waiting for this advent of the Lord on the scene of time. Never before occurred this one-off event. This man, inspired by the Holy Spirit, was waiting for just the Lord to come. And obviously he had read in the scriptures and knew about all the prophecies in the Word of God for the Lord, for the advent of the Lord. And we can say, of course, that Simeon was indeed led by the Holy Spirit on the Word of God as he was reading these prophecies in the Old Testament about the forthcoming event that would be Christ on earth, the redemption of Israel. And verse 26, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So the Holy Ghost revealed to him, this man who was waiting for the Lord was in the place where he could be taught of the Lord, and the Lord was revealing to him the mind of the Lord. And it's wonderful that we can be in a place that the Holy Spirit can speak to us, can speak to our hearts, can speak to someone and say, look, could you start up a Zoom prayer meeting? Could speak to someone and say, could you start up a prayer meeting in your church? The Lord can speak by his Holy Spirit to us. And these things might seem like small things at the time, but in the Lord's purposes, at the end of the day, when the Lord fulfills his purposes, there will be, how could one say it? It could be major events in the Lord's purposes and in what the Lord wants to do in revival for his church. So maybe even there are some small things that we are involved in, and we think they are pretty small and no one's going to notice. But if it's in the Lord's purposes, wow, that's a different story. That could be turn into a major thing, a mighty thing, when the Lord comes and pours out his Holy Spirit in revival and restoration for the church. Anyway, this man, Simeon, we don't know much about him. There's some speculation about him, but the scriptures don't really tell us an awful lot, other than the important facts. He was at the right place, doing what the Lord wanted him to do. And in verse 26 and following, it says, it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death. So the Holy Spirit was revealing things to him. And The same goes for us today. The Holy Spirit can reveal things to us as we pray, can reveal things to us on the Word of God, and can bring to mind even things that we might have forgotten in the Word of God. And it's wonderful when we have that revelation of the Holy Spirit today, that clarity, that mind of God, when we're waiting on Him for this very important revival in these last days. And further on down it says, He came by the Holy Spirit into the temple. So the Holy Spirit actually led Him at this particular time, this particular point in time. He was led by the Holy Spirit. And how important it is to be led each day and by the Holy Spirit, to be led to places that the Lord wants us to be. And I do believe the Lord has led people to gather in this Zoom prayer meeting, to call upon the Lord, because this is the Lord's way in the Church of Christ that we belong to, in the worldwide body of Christ. The Lord would have people who are called aside to wait on Him, to call upon Him in this day of trouble, really, and day of darkness. So the Lord would call aside people out of the humdrum, out of the normal life, out of the busy existence that we have, to call upon Him and to seek His face in prayer. So this man, Simeon, came by the Holy Spirit into the temple just at the right time. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him. How wonderful it is to be able to handle the word of life, to be able to handle and have that closeness of fellowship with the Christ of God, to be able to be in a place led by the Holy Spirit, where we can actually nearly just touch the very Christ, to be able to be in a place where we feel that closeness of fellowship with Him because of what He has done for us in Calvary's cross, because He's redeemed us and He's bought us with His own precious blood, to be in a place by the Holy Spirit where we can have that communication with Him, that fellowship. How wonderful it is to be in that place where we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we can lift up praises and glorify His name in spirit and in truth. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, it reminds me also of Naomi. When Ruth had the baby, Ruth and Boaz got married. They had the baby. And Naomi was the nursing mother of that child. She held the baby. How wonderful to be the holder of life. And this man, Simeon, he came in to the temple and he held that baby up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And what a day that'll be for us, those who are waiting in the Lord for revival, for our eyes to actually behold the Lord Himself, the Lord moving in His mighty power, the Lord breaking into our lives, into our churches, into the places where we live. The Lord Himself, our eyes can behold Him at work. All we have to do is stand back. Let our eyes see the Lord working in His mighty power. What a day that'll be for those who are called of God, for those who are led by the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 31, "Thirdly, there, mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." What a wonderful time it must be for those in the past who have been in the middle of a revival. We think about all those revivals through all the countries that we've often thought about before for Wales and Scotland and Ireland and America in 1857, all the other times when there's been moving of the Spirit of God in places that the Lord has prepared. What a wonderful situation to be in the middle of it all. Letting the Lord do his work by his mighty power. When people are being saved left, right and centre. People are actually falling down, calling upon the name of the Lord because the Spirit of God still convicts them. Oh, what a wonderful place to be in, to be led by the Holy Spirit to that point in time. So we do pray in these days that the Lord would indeed bring us to that place. There may be hard times. There may be times of difficulty. When the Holy Spirit of God convicts us, it's not an easy thing. I can tell you from personal experience, and you know it well yourselves. It's not easy. And it's a difficult time. And the time can seem long. But thank God for His ways. Thank God that we can come and repent. Thank the Lord that a bruised reed, he won't break. A smouldering wick, he will not quench. His ways are just wonderful. They're gracious. He's long-suffering with us. And he'll bring us to that time through repentance. That wonderful time when the Lord will break in. Oh, it'll be wonderful to be there. And it'll be even more wonderful that the Lord will bring us there at that time to see him. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, isn't it? To see him at work. To see the Lord, his manifest presence by the Holy Spirit in front of our eyes. The Lord at work. So I just would encourage us, as we gather around, to wait on him and the movements of the Holy Spirit to those who are led by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.